discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated. Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Thanks, Mike, for that great introduction, and welcome, friends, to our show, Retirement Matters Radio Show, here on ExitCoachRadio.com. I'm your host, Buck Blanton. I wanted to tell you that our guests today are Larry Kay of Script International and Dr. Lennox Archibald, his own practice. He's a physician, a critical care or an infectious disease specialist. I wanted to talk with him today about the issues that affect us with health in retirement. But we want to start off with Larry Kay. Larry is the CEO of Script International. He's located in Lookout Mountain, Georgia, and that's a great place to be right now when we're here in Jacksonville with the heat that we have. But I wanted to introduce Larry to the show. Larry, are you with us?
I am, Buck. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. I wanted to let you tell us a little bit about you and then maybe a little bit about Script International.
All right. Thank you. Buck, I would be considered the latest phrase is called a serial entrepreneur. I kind of grew up in a family-owned business, and it seemed as though the neighbors that were around us, they owned their own businesses of the different types. And so I thought that I might want to try the corporate route and studied to work in a corporate environment, and ultimately didn't stay very long and came back to the entrepreneurial world. It seemed like it had much better risk and reward. So I've spent basically a lifetime in the construction equipment industry, both at the retail level, renting and selling construction equipment, and then also working with some large manufacturers and helping them with the distribution. Script International actually got started in the late 90s as a result of working on an overseas project with Caterpillar, and myself and a number of other people were kind of recruited as subject matter experts. And over a couple of years, we started to discover that there was opportunity in the marketplace to sell knowledge and experience that we had to very large manufacturers who knew manufacturing really well, but they didn't seem to know much about the life of a dealer distributor and or the customers specifically. So Script has been around a little over 15 years, and we have worked with small privately held companies and some that have 40 or 50 years of experience. And we've also worked with global manufacturers and very highly sophisticated distribution channels.
Well, it's an interesting process because I know you from a good ways back, and I think it's always a great place to start when you have the opportunity maybe two or three times to watch these issues and things that business owners go through yourself first, and then have the opportunity to then turn it back around on the community and say, basically, I think I've learned some things from business development and how to watch these things, and then how to help others with what you see with them.
Yeah, that's correct. That, I guess the thing that I take the most pride in is I'm not the smartest guy, but I feel like I've taken copious notes along the way and try to not to make the foolish mistakes, and certainly I've made my share of them, but I like to read about things that are going on in other industries and see how they apply to my industry. And then, as you said, I've had the opportunity to start about a half a dozen companies, and a couple of them did real well and a couple didn't. And so I learned through the process of how to prepare a business to get it ready to sell. I've been involved in how to prepare a business for succession planning. I've seen a business fail, a couple of them, and I've also begin to understand the mind of an investor. So I try to take all of that experience and bring it back now through my consulting practice to help small business owners see some things that maybe they just haven't experienced yet.
Well, that's a good intro to a question I think I have for you. And one of the things, I've been on the road with you and I've seen you do presentations to business owners. I think some of the time business owners get lost in the fact that they're running the business day to day and kind of forget to focus on the things that really dive down into the metrics and help them become, I think one of your terms is laser focused. Can you give us a little bit of a piece on that and how a business owner can look at the things or start to look at the things, maybe with some help from a consultant like you, to be more laser focused on the results and the outcomes?
Well, Buck, most of the best entrepreneurs I know, and my father was a really good one, most of these people are incredibly reactive to markets. They see an idea in the marketplace and they get a product or service and they just try to be as responsive as possible to a particular customer. And so when the customer asks them for something, they do their very best to try to produce it. And oftentimes these businesses are very successful, but over time, the customer has in effect asked them to carry inventory that is not very profitable. They have asked them to carry inventory that doesn't sell very quickly. And so when I go into a small business, one of the very first things I ask them is, who are you doing business with? And it's pretty incredible that most of the time they can't answer that question. Because when they were setting up their computer system, one of the things they failed to do was basically set up categories or sectors or segments or however you might want to define it, but basically put the customers into categories according to the type of customer they are. What industry do they represent? Because that's usually the question that I'm asking is, if we were to look at the records in your company, which particular segment or sector is the one that's really responding to your offering? For instance, in the construction equipment industry, you may have customers that are concrete contractors, or you may have steel erectors, or you may have general contractors or electrical contractors. And so I like to get a small business owner to look into their records and try to identify which groups are really helping them grow their business and make money, and then let's identify the groups that are not. And so the first thing for someone to be able to begin to get laser focus is they need information, they need data. And their system probably already is collecting the data. They just don't have it sorted out. And they've never taken the time to do that. So that's usually one of the starting places, is to go back into the customer master record and then label this customer something, that he's a general contractor, if you will, or I've worked with some other clients and maybe they were a wholesale distributor. Maybe someone was an end user. But you have to figure out who are these customers that you're doing business with, and also divide them up geographically to figure out not only who is doing business with you, but where are they, and see if your business is in close proximity or maybe you should be nearer to them. So in essence, to become laser-focused, you have to be able to see information about what you're doing today, and so that you can make good choices going forward.
We are talking with Larry Kay of Script International. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask Larry to give us a couple of success stories, maybe a couple of tips or ideas that he's run into out in the consultancy world. Hold on and be right back, guys.
What does it mean to you when I say the words ultimate business owner? Does it mean your employees are engaged in your business and running the business smoothly? Does it mean you have more time on your hands? Does it mean you have all the cash flow that you need and business is going well and growing? Well, to be an ultimate business owner is hard work. You need to get started today. So call Steve Fady at ultimatebusinessowner.com. He's got a free book for you and other materials to help you become an ultimate business owner. That's ultimatebusinessowner.com. Get in touch with Steve today.
ECM Group is the home of fiduciary coaching. Webster's Dictionary says a coach is one who instructs or trains. At ECM Group, we instruct and train 401k plan fiduciaries to understand their role and responsibilities in guiding their corporate retirement plan. If you are like most business owners or executives, you need to run your business or do your job full time, and 401k fiduciary compliance just isn't your day-to-day skill set. Let the prudent experts at ECM Group coach you through the 401k minefield of fiduciary compliance.
For information, contact Buck Blanton at 904-955-0853. That's 904-955-0853.
We're here with Larry Kay of Script International, and I broke away from a question that I had asked him about how would a business owner become more laser-focused, and Larry was really good to give us a little bit of that, but I want him to kind of take that information and roll it into an actual success story and things that he's had. He mentioned some large implement type companies that he's worked with in the past. I wanted Larry to tell us a little bit about that. Larry?
Well, one of the most recent stories, actually, the construction industry has kind of been down for the last period of 07 through 2012. And so I started looking at theories that were also highly profitable, very fragmented, sort of like the industry that I had come from. And I happened upon a business in the wholesale seafood business, and they import fresh catch from Central America into the U.S., and then they distribute to wholesalers who then turn around and fillet this fish, and it shows up on your plate at your favorite seafood restaurant. And anyway, this business is about 15, 16 years old. And when I asked them the question about who do they do business with, again, they didn't seem to know much. They knew the names of companies, but they'd never really done a profile. So they were in the process of buying a new computer system. And I helped them organize this information so that from the very beginning, we set up profiles for the types of customers. And we came up with about a dozen different groups, and then we could also sort by zip code. And so then we were able to look at not only the current, but the historical information from these particular customers. And we could see the variety of products that they were buying. We could see the gross profit margin that we were making by these particular types of groups. We could see the products that were making money and the ones that weren't making money. We could see the average turn time on inventory. And so one of the things that I know from experience and also with this company is oftentimes small business owners are limited to what they're able to see from their data because the software company won't write them a particular report of some type. And so one of the things we were able to do to bypass that is all of your data in a transaction system is recorded in the databases. And what you need to be able to do is link into those databases and pull out information into something called a pivot table. And a pivot table, in effect, allows you to extract information at the touch of a button. You don't have to make reports. And then there's something called a slicer, which will allow you to literally analyze your business in a way that you've never done before. It's almost like going from 30,000 feet to 6 inches. And so we were able to do this at this company. It was about a $45 million a year enterprise. And in about 6 week period, the owner literally almost fell out of his chair. The amount of information that he could now see about his company, and we could make much wiser choices about the products that we were buying, strategies to be able to sell to particular types of customers. And then thirdly, look at the margins that the salesmen were selling at and get our compensation plan in line to drive the right behavior. So that was probably one of the most gratifying, was being able to show someone that was very intimate with their business, but in fact they really didn't know the details.
So that organization and classification of that data that you helped them find really took them to a point where they could say, wow, these are our customers. These are the people that some of these customers are people we shouldn't probably be spending a lot of time on, and here are others that we should.
Absolutely correct. So here's where the laser focus comes in, is I commend everybody that starts a business. You've got to be reactive. You've got to find your space. But over time, I believe that a small business owner needs to gain control of what's going on in his operation so that he makes choices as to whether he wants to go path A, B, or C. And if he always allows the customer to make that decision for him, he's going to find himself in some bad places that he wakes up one day and says, how did I get here?
Larry, I want to ask you what customer you're targeting today, because our listeners in this marketplace are 50-plus-year-old business owners, and that sounds like a direct hit for the kind of work that you do, number one. But number two, I wanted to ask, based on that, is there a niche? Is there a place, a specialty area that you're looking for with a customer to try to find and match you up to them? Or, you know, is it still in the construction equipment industry? We've heard seafood. I've heard you talk about some other types of businesses. I really think is there a target size of company? Or tell us a little bit about what you're looking for as a customer that you can help them.
That's a great question, Buck. I feel like that I am very comfortable with working with closely held businesses. I feel like I understand the mind of an entrepreneur. I understand family businesses and the challenges that they can create. So I would say probably the two things I'm looking for in a customer. One, someone that is potentially in their mid to late 50s, upwards of 70, 75, and they are contemplating how to transition their business. And they're trying to figure out who's going to come along and write them a retirement check. And they may be positioned well to be able to do that, or they may need a lot of work. Secondly, it could be a business that has come to this realization that we have reacted the very best we know how to the marketplace, and the market wants more. And so now what we need to do is put an infrastructure in place in our company, both with systems and people and process, to be able to take the business to the next level. So those are primarily the two types of businesses that I'm looking for as clients.
Excellent. Larry, if you would, give us all your contact information, because I want to make sure our listeners can get to you, whether it be your email or phone number or website. Please give us all that.
Thank you, Buck. Well, Script International has a website, www.scriptintl.com. And my personal email address is the letter L, B like boy, K like king, @scriptintl.com. And then they can reach me at 904-838-3242. And Script also has a Facebook page.
Fantastic. We've been talking with Larry Kay of Script International, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and we'll be featuring Dr. Lennox Archibald. Everybody, stay tuned.
You've been listening to the Retirement Matters Show with Buck Blanton on the ExitCoachRadio.com network. where we upload new 1-minute tips and 20-minute interviews every day from our expert host on a wide variety of topics. And if you're on the go, you can listen from your smartphone. Just type in exitcoachradio.com on your mobile browser. Come listen for a minute. For exitcoachradio.com, I'm Spike Reel saying so long for now. Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.